it's a good time for you to find out what's going on in the world. Things that have happened since you may have dozed off or gone into oblivion. Maybe you've gone to work and you're on your way home. The top topics of the day with Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. Check things out at DougSteffen.com. Jonathan. Good, Doug. Johnson & Johnson. Where did Jonathan
come from? Them two.
Yes. Have announced plans to remove potentially harmful chemicals from its adult products within the next 3.5 years. My question would be...
Why were they there in the first place?
Yeah, thank you. And we're making a big deal out of this. The news coverage, wow, Johnson & Johnson, a family company. Huh? The company promised to remove chemicals of concern from its baby products after being pressured by a large coalition of health and environmental groups. This the unbridled power of large companies and corporations that people take shots at is exemplified by this kind of stuff. Another Monsanto. Johnson & Johnson, they smell like Monsanto here to me in this. Jennifer, your read?
If they get pressure to take it out of the baby products, I applaud them for doing that. But why would they leave them in everything else? I mean, if you're going to revamp your product, why not just do it through your whole product?
Why would you have dangerous chemicals
to begin with?
To begin with in any product?
I know.
800. So now you steer away from, this would be damaging to Johnson & Johnson. Maybe it ought to be. Next question on the large corporations influencing what's going on in the country. You've heard me talk about Monsanto and what I consider their convincing Congress, if that's the right way of putting it, their influence on Congress, writing their own rules in essence. Perfect example, Jennifer, of Monsanto's insidious influence over Congress is this attempt to get policy riders added to the Farm Bill, and that's what's demolished its moving through Congress. You know, it's been put on hold because all of the focus on letting Monsanto do what it wants became so unacceptable. People became so angry about these people continuing to try to contaminate the food supply with these genetically engineered materials. 800-510-8255. Here's an excerpt from an article that I saw that perhaps everybody ought to read this. Deliberately buried in the House Agriculture Committee's discussion draft of the Farm Bill are significant changes to the Plant Protection Act that will counter the gains that have been made to protect the food supply and the farmers who grow it. The provisions would force the rushed commercialization of genetically engineered crops, create a backdoor approval for Dow's Agent Orange corn, and eliminate any meaningful review of the impacts of these new crops. These changes, if allowed to become law, will have numerous negative impacts and outlaw responsible governments. For example, one proposed rider would outlaw any review of genetically engineered crops' impacts under the Environmental Policy Act, the Endangered Species Act, and other environmental laws. The biotech riders would have a devastating impact on our country's protection of endangered species. So, I'm not one who wants to go overboard with environmental protections. But what basically is being said here is this corn is so dangerous that if certain wildlife or certain species of animals get hold of it kills them.
Mm-hmm.
To make matters worse, these riders include several means for approval of these crops. One rider would allow potentially dangerous crops to be commercialized without any safety assessment by establishing deliberately impossible deadlines for the USDA to meet. So, if you have a good product, you want it to be scrutinized and you want it to be vetted. Again, let's go back to the Johnson & Johnson thing we were just talking about. Those products, who's been watching that? What do we have a government for if we have a company that's producing products for babies that has harmful chemicals in it? Does that make any sense to anybody? 800-510-8255. Monsanto and DuPont are all over the internet. I've been reading about a fight between the two of them. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. Monsanto laughably, is that the right word, laughingly?
Laughingly.
Right. Describes their company as a hometown champion of farmers. They must think we're all stupid.
Yeah. Genetically modifying the world.
Yeah, right. To benefit the hometown farmers. But you see, this is what happens in terms of advertising. The stuff, they keep saying it over and over again. It's like the stuff of the political circuit. Enough of this garbage on both sides goes back and forth. Everything, the waters are so poisoned, you don't know what to believe.
Mm-hmm.
But what I know is that Monsanto has gained infamy by suing farmers for patent infringement when their crops become contaminated by pollen drip from fields growing genetically engineered Roundup-ready crops. And some farmers have fought back. Only one I know of that successfully fought back and won against Monsanto. Most of them literally lose their farms in the fight. Monsanto has been picking on these small family farms and putting them out of business one after the other after the other, and they end up owning the land. How many people know that that's the story? How many people know what's really going on here? Genetically engineered corn has been linked to organ failure, according to a study that came out a few weeks ago. Health problems, and these are independently funded studies. For example, a study published in the International Journal of Biological Sciences found that three of Monsanto's genetically engineered corn varieties cause organ damage. And so... how much
you feel good about eating veggies, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it's just, it's more of the same sort of thing. I think these things should be eliminated, not encouraged, but that's me as a family farmer saying that. What do you say if you're a farmer? What do you say if you're somebody who just wants to eat healthy food? What do you say about somebody who'd like to respect the process? But again, the Monsanto thing got so bad, they basically put the farm bill on hold. 800-510-8255. So both Monsanto and Johnson have splaining to do. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Ba-ba black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught, trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like mom of the year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
800-510-8255 connects you to the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here monitoring our social media and what's trending. You can email us, by the way, too, if that's not too old-fashioned for you. It's Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. So social media twists and turns, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have that's – we haven't cooked up anything yet for – well, like maybe the genetically modified or big corporation. See, I don't want to take shots at corporations just because they're big. I think we need to – take one, but it's too easy for people to say, oh, the big corporations, blah, blah, blah. There are many of them that are great, many of them good, some of them not so good. So how do we formulate a question that would get people to think about what it is that we ought to be focused on in our country regarding irresponsible corporate power versus companies? And I've made reference to Staples the last few days and what a good job they've done. And that was a And it's not a political statement. I think it's a statement of reality. All the shots people are taking at Bain Capital and at Mitt Romney, there's a great success story. There are some companies that are doing now. You can pick apart what happens when a big company gets big. The small stationery store is pretty much non-existent because of Office Max, Office Depot, and Staples, right? So is
all the local office supply stores in my community are gone. Yeah, you either have Office Depot or Staples or both. Yeah.
So then how do we weigh all of this and get people to tell us what they really think?
You know what? I'll formulate something up on Facebook, maybe about, I don't know. How do we formulate that?
I don't know. I think that we become so sort of confused by some of these realities that nobody knows what to, it's all kind of lost in advertising, some of the news media stories. It kind of all gets, what do we
smushy.
What do we prefer? Small, privately owned businesses or big corporate giants? What's better for the country? Maybe that's the question. What's better for the country? Lots of small businesses or a few highly controlled, centrally controlled businesses? I think that's a good guess.
All right. So we'll put that up, facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Yeah, nice.
And if you want something lighter, you can comment about dogs being allowed in restaurants, because that's also on our Facebook
page. That was hot. No, that's
that was
hot.
A big topic yesterday. Yeah, yeah, we'll review a little of that later this hour.
All right.
And also, Jodie Foster, we can talk about her. She was trending, too, yesterday on Twitter, because she has written a letter in defense of Kristen Stewart and all celebrities, really, who are under media scrutiny.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is too much media, I guess. All right. So who decides that? There seems to be, for the tastes of those who kind of want to jump away from this, we don't have to pay attention to it. It's just that when we do a program like this that's focused on a lot of things that are issues and then a lot of people that people are talking about, how much about Robert Pattinson do we need to know, or Kristen Stewart, or the Kardashians, or Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, yada, yada, yada. Tom Cruise and his daughter. Blah, blah. All right, so we'll have more of that stuff coming up. It's 21 after. This is the Good Day program on top of what's happening in the world.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Teresa, welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. You tell her I'm first in line.
You're first in line for me?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's very complimentary and very funny.
Oh, there's our new co-host.
I know.
It's so funny you would say that because I was sitting here while I'm waiting thinking, you know what? I want to be on this show.
I can tell you the interview process doesn't involve needing to have skills.
But
some skills.
Okay. You'd be willing to show your naked rear end in a movie?
Here's a sign of the changing times. A Texas state representative named Mary Gonzalez has made history as she has become the first ever U.S. elected official to come out as a pansexual. That means she's attracted to men, women, men who identify as women, women who identify as men, and everything in between. In fact, you know who her biggest supporters are? Undecided voters. Yeah, undecided voters are her biggest.
A big scandal rocking the world of competitive Scrabble right now, which is a sentence I never thought I'd hear myself say. The National Scrabble Championship has been going on for the last 5 days in Orlando, and yesterday, a young contestant was ejected from the competition after he was caught cheating. You know, you expect this kind of thing from Boggle, but not Scrabble.
It's very interesting. The White House just revealed that it brews its own beer. And President Obama drinks it when he goes out campaigning. And even more of it when Joe Biden goes out campaigning. Speaking of Obama, his campaign also released a new ad featuring celebrity DJs called DJs for Obama. Yeah, because when voters are trying to decide their position on fiscal budget, health care, war in Afghanistan, their first thought is, what does DJ Pauly D think? What is it? Somebody give me Skrillex on the line. What?
Good Lord.
I know.
Those names. We have two separate, we have more than two separate Americas. We've got a lot of different voices, and that's usually healthy. I'm not sure that I think it is healthy at the moment for all of these exclusionary lists to be published, and this person's, it just is, it's part of our right, free expression. But some of the things that are being said, some of the things that are being conjured up in terms of images, Jennifer, just wrong. And making decisions, I guess it's part of being a free society, making decisions on who to vote for based on inference, innuendo, kind of what isn't true. It's just, it's really kind of sad.
Hard to sort through the sludge.
Yeah, it is. And what's, and a lot of the sludge has come, you know, the Joe Biden comment. It was the people in chains thing, and that's become a big to-do. You listen to the callers to a lot of the talk radio programs, and it's so blatant on racial lines, what people feel, how does Mitt Romney feel. He's never been poor. He's never been black. Yeah, that's true. But why is that the criteria? It is. And it ought to be if that's the way you think, but I think it's, my point is, it's too bad that people think that way. It just is too bad. Here's the Westboro Baptist Church back at it again.
Uh-oh.
People know about
these
the military
the
hating
yeah, that
Westboro
funeral.
Baptist Church, right. They announced they're going to protest at the funeral for a local Marine in Grand Rapids who was killed during his sixth tour of duty. Can you imagine that in Afghanistan? His sixth tour of duty. So a program director of a radio station there came up with an idea to ask listeners to form a peaceful human shield so the protesters couldn't get close, and they did. And so this is a moving community event. These sorts of things, again, what we have allowed to happen here because of our freedom, a lot of people question whether or not we ought to be free to do these sorts of things. And yeah, because it two things. It allows you to see that there are people like this that exist. And two, what others will do in the name of what's, I guess, righteous in terms of
what they think is righteous.
Right, exactly. Turning it around. So a good healthy exercise, I think. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. When someone refers to a sacred Native American site, you might think only of burial grounds or closed-off archaeological areas. But the fact is there are a number of important sites that are accessible to the public. You may not know that Crater Lake in Oregon has long been considered a spiritual site for the Klamath Indians. Today it's part of a national park that's still a hotspot for hikers. The Etowah Indian Mounds in Georgia is just a day trip from Atlanta, and it's the most intact Mississippian culture site in the region. The Lakota of the Black Hills Wind Cave in South Dakota is known as the place where the Lakota emerged onto the earth. It was sacred to both the Lakota and the Cheyenne, and it's also the fourth longest cave on earth. And for a real sense of history, you want to head to Wisconsin. That's right. The Oneida Nation has programs that showcase the legacy and history of the Native Americans, with hands-on workshops and a huge powwow each year. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like mom of the year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Hey, I'm inside a car shop who's comparing new and used cars on AutoTrader.com. A celebration's about to ensue as we get closer to finding the best deal on the perfect car. His head wants something reliable with great gas mileage, but his heart yearns for leather and a big V8. Here we go. Whoa, looks like they both got what they wanted. What a great deal. Now the sparks are really going to fly. Yep, I'd say he feels pretty good about finding a great deal on a car he loves. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from TerraGanics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGanics. Life's getting better.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Of information and conversation about the top items of the day in terms of news. And who decides that is the question. I guess Jennifer and I decide that. I make decisions based on what's political and or not, and what is not necessary, in my opinion, and I'll be the decider here. I don't want to talk about murder and mayhem. I don't see how that makes your day any better. I don't know that we need to know more about that sort of thing. However, if there are injustices, if there are things that are out of control, things that maybe need some further scrutiny that I know you're not going to get most other places, I'll drop those on you. Then you do with them what you will. For example, the story of General William Ward. Do you know his story?
William Ward. No, I don't.
William Ward. Okay. Mr. General Ward apparently traveled around the world as the head of the military's Africa Command, spending hundreds of thousands of your tax dollars in excessive hotel costs. He allowed unauthorized family members to travel on his government plane. The first head of the Africa Command facing possible demotion for a lavish spending. The defense secretary is expected to make a decision on his fate by the end of the month. They say the investigation has been going on for 17 months, outlines numerous allegations of excessive spending on transportation and travel. It's clear he's a four-star general, the highest rank in the Army, that he has abused. For example, he recently took a trip and spent $823,000 bringing some of his friends to a conference at a Las Vegas resort. $823,000 of your tax money.
$823,000.
How many people, how many families worked to pay their taxes to the federal government?
And how can I go to Vegas for $100 and they can go to Vegas for $823,000?
Because they can. That's why. And that's how. Because they can.
I mean, don't they use, like, Priceline or Travelocity?
No. No. And because this gentleman is black, there already has been, oh, this is racial. Racially motivated. You're trying to get rid of the black.
$823,000
for 12 of his friends to go have a good time on the government's tab. That's what that is. 800-510-8255. Non-smokers in the news.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. We have a right to be protected from neighbors who smoke in their own apartments. I think this is a good Facebook or some kind of a Twitter thing. There is attention being given today, Jennifer, to a new Canadian human rights ruling. And this is about discrimination. According to recent actions, non-smokers have a right to be protected from the smoke, but even smokers, addicted ones, can't complain about discrimination. This is a landmark decision which has raised the ire of smokers, and its ruling basically says landlords must respond to demands from tenants they be protected from tobacco smoke. That drifts around, recirculates, comes out a window, goes through the ductwork in the building. So, what does this mean for the business about home? This, you have rights to, people say this all the time. I have a right to smoke. Yep, you do. But not blowing the smoke in my face, not in my space. And so...
It's a tough line with apartments because I'm like you. I don't want to tell people not to smoke if they want to smoke. But at the same time, for instance, my cousin lives in Santa Monica.
I want to tell people they're stupid.
You can, and you can do that. But yeah. My cousin who lives in an apartment in Santa Monica her landlord smokes on the floor below her.
Mm-hmm.
And the smoke still seeps into my cousin's apartment to the point where she had to say something. And, you know, I mean, that's what you have to remember is that smoking is so stinky. I don't think people I don't think people mean to get it in other people's space, but it just does.
Yeah. Yep. But if you're in your own home, it's different than being in an apartment building or you're sharing space with somebody else. And so, anyway, there are some people, some lawyers, who have developed legal theories under which non-smokers are able to take legal action against smokers and those who permit smoking, and they've won. There is no legal or moral right to smoke, according to one legal professor I saw written on this. And he cites a high court case in Great Britain that held that prohibiting smoking by mental patients in their residence units to which they are involuntarily confined didn't violate their human or other rights. All this stuff is pretty confusing. But bottom line is, in many countries, and now this is something that's taken on new meaning here in our country, if you're a smoker, you can smoke, but you can't affect other people. That's really the bottom line. You want to smoke? Super. Do it. Kill yourself. Do whatever you want. But you may not affect the health and well-being of others. And I'm for that. As much as I don't like people sticking their nose into my business, this stuff, you cannot keep it in the confines of your own unit if you're in an apartment house. You can't. So, and then there are those who would say, and the mayor of New York, I think, is probably one of them, if I remember correctly, we don't want you smoking in public places because even though the smoke goes up into the atmosphere, it still affects people all around you.
See, I'm okay with patio smoking because I will just choose not to sit on the patio.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that. But, yeah, it's just the way in New York, the way everything is so on top of each other, he might be right. Might actually support him in this one.
There you go. Jennifer's
on. I don't normally do that because he kind of bugs a little.
I know. Here's something that bugs me. From Lake Michigan, the journey, the journey of Jennifer Gibbons. Jen Gibbons of Chicago began a 1,500-mile solo sail around the perimeter of Lake Michigan. Did you know this story?
I haven't heard about it.
All right. Jennifer Gibbons wanted to raise money for breast cancer, and she did it by deciding to spend a couple of months and row, row, row her boat around Lake Michigan. It's 1,500 miles, rowing, sailing.
Can you imagine her arms when she's done?
Yeah. Great. In great shape. She was docked in the UP, the Upper Peninsula, and apparently sexually assaulted by a man who climbed into the boat while she was asleep. The man has not been caught. Apparently followed her travel online. She did keep going, has kept going. Actually got back into Chicago, I think, yesterday. Said she hoped to be an advocate for others who have been sexually assaulted. Can you imagine somebody following you? See, there's no privacy. Not that she was not trying to be private here. She's trying to be very public because she wanted to raise money for breast cancer. And then you have some
predator.
Sicko.
Yeah.
Now, see, I think those stories are important for people. And I don't know how it affects your day. And somebody could say to me, well, why would you want to tell that story? How is that different than the other stories? And I think what I'm suggesting or saying here is that the continuing stories about murder and mayhem are things that are necessary for you to know. Is this story necessary? No. I think it's necessary because her attempts to do something good were interrupted by someone who was trying to do something bad. And I wanted to highlight the fact that she successfully...
The guy's caught, though, right?
No, he hasn't been caught.
No, he's not.
No, he wasn't caught. But she successfully went on and successfully completed her 1,500-mile sail around the perimeter.
Good for her.
And a lot of... She's going to write a book about her experience, and that'll be cool. I'd like to have her on the radio. I'd like to find her and have a conversation
with her.
Yeah,
that's a real-life hero. That would be a cool story, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here's another good sort of rescue story. 70-year-old German man rescued after spending 6 days trapped in the Alpine. The man, who was not named, managed to survive. He fell into a crevasse 10,000 feet above sea level. He ate a chocolate bar, and he drank melted glacier water. He was hiking by himself, no safety rope, no safety net, no safety anything. He fell into this crevasse. Officials shocked he was able to survive for so long because it's so cold. Some places up there apparently are 70 degrees below zero. He hasn't got any life-threatening injuries.
Do we know what he was wearing?
I don't know that. Hmm. Hospital spokesperson said one of the first things he asked for was a beer.
I would think he deserves one after all.
Yeah, right. I'll drink to that. What would be appropriate?
I wonder if it was ice cold.
Ice cold. Yeah. Heineken, maybe. All right. So, story. A couple of good stories about people overcoming the odds, as it were. And those are good stories to know. About 17 minutes before the hour, here's something else that I want you to overcome. That is the state of your unhealthiness, if you have it, or if you know somebody who's in an unhealthy state. You want to shake them, don't you? You want to do whatever you can to help people understand how whatever it is that they're doing or allowing to be done to their body by the foods that they eat or not exercising or just not knowing what's going on in your body. That's the most important and most precious part about what you can do, is understand what is going on in your body. And if you don't understand, then you ought to get on some plane, some platform, someplace that helps you understand the exposure that you have to 900 different diseases if you're eating poorly or not exercising or exposing yourself to things that are going to be harmful. One of the ways to overcome or to prevent this problem from developing is to get the 90 essential nutrients in the Healthy Start Pack. And these minerals that are there and discussed at DougStephanTeam.com are so essential, Jennifer, so important, so desired. Your body is thirsting for this stuff. And it tells you that sometimes. It gives you warning signs of various things that are going on in your body or not going on. And you need to know what the signs are. Pay attention to them and take some remedial action. And that's why I'm so happy to be tied up with these folks at Youngevity. And there are so many different things. There are dozens and dozens of different products that will help feed you the nutrient-dense diet that you need in order to keep the weight where you want it, in order to keep you from having to have gastric bypass surgery, prescription drugs won't be necessary. Seriously, the truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 diseases by getting these 90 essential nutrients every day. Check them out on the web at DougStephanTeam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life by dialing 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326, or check it out and check them out at DougStephanTeam.com.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like mom of the year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
How many American soldiers have received the Purple Heart Award? The answer after this.
When our soldiers come home, they're facing many challenges. With a struggling economy and a difficult job market, our veterans need our support. The last thing soldiers returning home need to be worried about is whether or not they'll receive the benefits they've earned. That's why it's so important to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their mission is to make sure all veterans receive the benefits and support they deserve. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your support to continue achieving their mission. No donation is too small. Go to their website, mophsf.org. All donations are 100% tax deductible. For vehicle donations, call them today, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. One more time, that's 877-743-1631. Help support veterans in need. Don't just say you support the military. Show them through your actions. Again, for cash or credit card donations, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Since World War II, 1.7 million American soldiers have been awarded the Purple Heart, including almost 1 million during World War II and 200,000 during the Vietnam War. As we observe Purple Heart Month this year, we remember the sacrifices made by all of our veterans from the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
The Good Day program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, email us. It's Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Follow us on Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Robert Pattinson now has a stamp of approval from me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't mind me telling the story.
Oh, no, because you like him. He's your new bestie.
Well, he's not. No, but I think that the whole thing with him and this woman, Kristen Stewart, has annoyed me because of the amount of attention. So it looked like another Kardashian.
He's being kind of a class act about it, though.
Right. He's not talking about it. He's been around promoting. Wasn't he in a new movie that's out? Right? Isn't there some...
Yeah, he's been doing a circuit for something. I'm not sure what it is exactly. But yeah, he's out and about.
But he was out. He was on one of the late night programs the other night.
Jon Stewart.
Mm-hmm. And he was offered ice cream ice cream makes everybody feel better, right?
Right, right.
So he was on Good Morning America yesterday, and George Stephanopoulos gave him a bowl full of cereal. And so he spent his time talking about the cereal. And when
Stephanopoulos, crunch, by the way, which is delicious.
When Stephanopoulos tried to get him to talk about his personal life, he said, I don't talk about my love life. I've never been interested in trying to sell my personal relationship.
Isn't that great?
I thought was a great statement.
And he is very private.
Well, all of these other idiots that are out and about, and they don't have to go any further than the Kardashians, and I don't even know whether Brad and... What is it? What do you call it? Brangelina?
Brangelina, yeah.
I mean, is that just a show? Is that part of their show business gig?
I think it's part of their career. I definitely think people couple up for what it does for their career, for sure.
Do you think Jennifer Aniston with Justin Theroux is doing that?
I don't know, because he is definitely the lesser-known star, so I don't know if that necessarily gives her any kind of bump at all. I mean, it definitely bumps him up. That would be the question, is what is his intention?
Jimmy Kimmel is engaged.
Oh,
big news?
To who?
Molly McNeary, apparently.
Molly McNeary.
Yeah, got engaged while he was in South Africa on his vacation a couple of weeks ago. 51 after on the content-driven Good Day program.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The hour on the Good Day program. Yesterday, I kind of fouled the sub, Jennifer. So, as we are interested in technology here in this part of this hour on Good Day, I found some interesting things going on in the world of technology and people that are connected to technology. So I asked, was it Monday? I think it was Monday. What's today? Is today Thursday or Wednesday?
Today is Thursday. I can't believe it.
I know it. Okay, so I think on Monday I asked a quiz, sort of a technology quiz about Al Gore. And so today, because there were so many people who said, hey, that was fun, why don't you do more of that? Okay. So let's see if we can cook something up here in terms this. Some of these things are connected to the web in rather extraneous ways. Here's a statement. You tell me who made it. Ready?
Ready.
It is important for our nation to understand that life is important. It's not only lives of babies, but it's life of children living in, you know, the dark dungeons of the Internet. Who said that? Melanie Griffith, George Bush, Emo Phillips, Penn Jillette, or Jack Welch? 800-510-8255. I'll repeat the comment. Quote, it is important for our nation to understand that life is important. Not only life of babies, but life of children living in, you know, the dark dungeons of the Internet. Who said that? Melanie Griffith, George Bush, Emo Phillips, Penn Jillette, or Jack Welch? Do I need to repeat it again, or do you think everybody's got it? 800-510-8255. One more time. Here's the quote. It's important for our nation to understand that life is important. Not only lives of babies, but lives of children living in, you know, the dark dungeons of the Internet. Was that something Melanie Griffith said, George Bush said, Emo Phillips, Penn Jillette, or Jack Welch? Right answer gets a swell prize at 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, no doubt that mobile payments have been growing steadily over the past few years, but it's still pretty easy to leave the house without noticing a real difference in the way people are paying for things. Do you pay with a check, or you pay by using apps, whatever. We'll talk with Shelley Palmer. We'll give him a chance to explain in a moment here on Good Day.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License now 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, there's no doubt that mobile payments have been growing steadily over the past few years, but it's still pretty easy to leave the house without noticing a real difference in the way people are paying for things. That might change soon. Last week, Starbucks struck a deal with Square to accept mobile payments in all of its U.S. locations, and now a large group of big-name stores are planning to enter the mobile payment game together. Target, Walmart, 7-Eleven, CVS, Best Buy, and Sunoco are among the 14 companies that have already signed on to a new venture called the Merchant Customer Exchange that will allow customers to pay in stores using only their mobile devices. The companies will do their best to woo buyers with targeted promotions available only on smartphones. It's still going to be an uphill battle for those who are pushing for the success of mobile payments. A recent survey found that 60% of respondents were wary of putting financial information on their devices. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like Mom of the Year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
All right, so Jennifer, who do you think said it's important for our nation to understand that life is important? It's not only life of babies, but life of children living in, you know, the dark dungeons of the Internet. Melanie Griffith, George Bush, Emo Phillips, Penn Jillette, or Jack Welch. Who said that?
Melanie Griffith. George Bush.
Yeah. Yep, it was George Bush.
Sounds like my second guess.
How come nobody came up with the right answer? That's what I want to know. I would have thought that'd been kind of
tough one, maybe.
Was it really? Oh.
I mean, multiple choice, you can guess. You can't be that wrong.
Right. Somebody guessed Emo Phillips. I don't even remember who he is. Remember Emo Phillips? Oh, he's laughable. He's a bad comedian.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.